Buying an airline ticket is always something of a gamble. Prices go up and down, and trying to figure out how far in advance to book to get the best fare can be tricky. Recent world events have been causing oil prices to fluctuate. Due to events in Libya this month, the price of oil had skyrocketed to $104 and then dropped below $100 a barrel when disaster hit Japan. So far this year, airlines have raised rates 6 times, compared with just 3 last year. Overall, fares are up about 18% for travel in late May through early June, compared with the same period last year. So what's a traveler to do? Here's what travel experts have to say. Book now if you travel in the near future. Professionals all agree you should not wait to book your flight if traveling in April or May. But the advice is mixed for summer flights. Some experts suggest buying now, citing high fuel prices, tight seating capacity, and strong consumer demand as a recipe for rising rates. But FareCompare.com recommends waiting because if fares get too high, travelers will say enough is enough and pull back on travel spending, forcing airlines to cut prices. Another option is to hedge your bets. Book early, directly with the airline, and watch for price drops in an attempt to get a refund. Most airlines have long offered to refund the difference in their fares, minus a rebooking fee, in the form of a voucher to customers who ask. Still not ready to commit? At least one carrier, Continental, now offers travelers the ability to lock in a fare for 7 days for a fee of $9 with no obligation to buy. Travelers can purchase the ticket at any time before the so-called fare lock expires.